Right now, Texans can only take the GED, but last year that test got more expensive and more difficult. The number of Texans who passed the test dropped by 6% in 2 years, from 59% to 54%. The number of students taking the test dropped too, by 7%.
It's definitely sort of a red flag.
That's Chandra Villanueva with the left-leaning think tank, Center for Public Policy Priorities.
So when we have close to 3 million people who are lacking this very basic credential to help move them into the next stage of either their career or their education, that just doesn't bode well for Texas's economy in the long term.
So the State Board of Education wants to collect information to see if it should expand the number of high school equivalency tests offered to Texans who do not have their high school diploma. There are two other tests the state could adopt or offer in addition to the GED, the HiSET or the TASK test. Both of those tests are still offered on paper, and they're cheaper. Groups like the CPPP want Texas to offer all three options.
We just have way too many people without a high school diploma or equivalency in Texas. And making sure that we have a test that meets the needs of test takers and the state is the first step in decreasing that number.
It's unclear if the Board of Education will approve of these alternative tests. One, the TASK, is based on Common Core standards. It is against the law to teach Common Core standards in Texas. But an independent review of the other option, the HiSET, found that it aligns with Texas's education standards. Kate McGee, KUT News.